Well, you've been talking about this last time. You already did a review on the Venom 2. Why are you still talking about it?
I don't care, bitch. Damn. I listened to this shit for like 2 weeks of everyone sitting there singing high praises of the fucking Venom 2 movie, and I wasn't able to say anything because I'm in the process of moving again. So I've been biting my tongue about this, but basically I've been seeing way too many people just say stupid shit about this, so I've just decided to finally speak out. But I'm saying this like it's a fucking coming out party or something. No. The Venom 2 movie essentially proved a very, very, very big fucking problem right now when it comes to movies and people who review movies and anyone essentially that's in the realm of comic books or nerd culture and shit like that, and then just how they perceive and take in entertainment. And the big problem is that much like with the Godzilla versus Kong movie, we're at a point where essentially we're at Honey Boo Boo-esque movie quality entertainment. So it doesn't really fucking matter that if it's good or if it's well written or if it's or like how entertaining it is. It just simply, as long as it's not woke, then it's immediately given high praise. And that's incredibly fucked up because all that's doing is giving us subpar and substandard qualities of movie. Because the Venom 2 could have been really good with the introduction of Carnage, with the idea of Sony basically biting the bullet and being like, yo, like they did not need to adhere to having Tom Holland Spider-Man within their movies. The idea and the concept of keeping to one systematic lore of characters within movies is fucking retarded. But for whatever reason, they're not getting that hint. I mean, DC's been able to do it for years. And honestly, it's like, yo, you're not following the canonical standpoints of the comic books where it's like, yo, it is one individual universe or whatnot. And it's like, no, you do have a plethora of different stories to be told with different characters. Every fucking Spider-Man movie does not need to encumber or be connected to a previous Spider-Man movie. Every Batman movie isn't connected to every previous Batman movie. So there's no reason to actually try to make shit function that way. I mean, it's cool, like for Michael Keaton to be in the next Flash movie. That's cool, but they're making a Flash movie almost based off of the Flashpoint story, which is an infamous DC comic book story. It's not famous, it's infamous because of what it did to the comics. It's similar to the fucking Clone Saga within Spider-Man. The shit isn't good, it's just famous for how bad it was. But you can't explain that to motherfuckers who aren't a part of that world. So with them, it's like you're doing the Flashpoint-esque story, and then you're bringing in Michael Keaton because he was a fan favorite, beloved portrayal of Batman. But that doesn't mean that you need to connect his Batman movies with the Flash movies in order to justify anything. That's not necessary. You don't need to do that. Do not do that. Just have him play a Batman, but not his Batman. However they tackle it is however they fucking tackle it. But the central concept that I'm trying to get across is the fact that it is becoming inherently stupid when you just have so many fucking people just sing something to high praises because, one, they don't understand the subject matter that they're talking about because these people aren't that big of fans of like Venom, Spider-Man, anything like that, to where they don't hold it up to a level of scrutiny to where it's like, why is it so hard for you guys to adapt this shit correctly? They don't do that because they don't really fucking care. These people just absorb entertainment. All of them. Like, there is no difference from the SJW critic and the critic who disdains from the SJW mindset. There is no difference from them absorbing entertainment if essentially they adhere to the same rules. You know, and it's like, with SJW, does this do anything to destroy the patriarchy? And it's like, well, for them, that's a check plus. While the person who abstains from the SJW mindset, that's a check minus. So when it doesn't have anything that showcases or talks about diversity or tries to adhere to all of these other little positive political aspects, to someone who is against the SJW mindset, those are all check pluses. But to people who just enjoy fucking movies, or people who just essentially want to see a good movie, or people who are fans of the original content, who are looking for a good, enjoyable movie, or they want this good content to actually come back rather than the political jargon that we've been thrusted down our throats, we instead are given these subpar quality movies. The first Venom movie has a lot of fucking problems. And if you're anyone who's a fan of the Spider-Man franchise, then you would know that there are so many things wrong with that damn movie. And it all hinders under the fact that they just didn't want to use Spider-Man as the precursor behind Venom. And it was cool, you know, trying to go around that is cool. But then everything, like, you know, the way how they did it in terms of Eddie Brock getting the symbiote to become Venom in the first place. Yeah, I mean, like, you weren't going to introduce Spider-Man with it and you wanted to make this movie. So you did what you did. Fine. But everything else after that cascades into this avalanche of stupid that ruined the movie or the concept of what Venom is. Him desperately needing to feed or they eat the host that they're a part of, completely obliterating the concept of symbiosis. The idea that it's an entity that talks and then they don't have like a liked mind because of how similar what they're grasping hold of, or the fact that the symbiote itself attaches itself to Eddie simply because it had a disdain for Spider-Man, and then Eddie had a hatred for both Spider-Man and Peter Parker, who happened to be the exact same person. That's why he makes up the fucking name Venom. All of these things are core aspects of his character, and it's what makes his character. It's why people love his character. And so then when you get rid of it in order to just shill out a movie that has him on there, and then you just sit there and prance around and sing and jump up and down going, he's in a movie, you have those fucking idiots who essentially looked at everything and then it's like, all right, does it handle SJW shit? And it's like, no, then fuck this movie. And then you have those other asshats who are like, does it handle SJW shit? No, good, this movie's great. And then you have everyone else being the minority who sits there and tries to scream out and let everyone know, no, this movie still isn't good just because it doesn't adhere to the SJW nonsense or all this political bullshit and whatnot. The movie isn't good because it's poorly written. It doesn't do the character justice, and it has a weird aspect or a weird concept that it has going on, and then it's not really that solid of a story. And then you had the second Venom movie, which I always say sequels should do better than the original, and all standards of, in all facets of the word, all sequels should always adhere to be superior than the original that came out. Spider-Man 2, greatly superior than Spider-Man 1. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, greatly superior than The Amazing Spider-Man. Movies that have sequels, you should look at the original movie and go, we need to do this fucking lightning in the bottle that we captured, and then just make it better. I mean, I've seen the Godfather movies, and you know, it's weird that the rule of three is like very strong within movies, but fucking the Godfather part one and part two, I would argue that you don't need to look at The Godfather Part 1. I mean, there's a bunch of iconic moments and stuff like that, but I would argue, like, no, you don't need to see that. But The Godfather Part 2 is a fucking amazing movie, and it's just a goddamn masterpiece of a movie, and it is made stronger if you've seen Part 1. So you kind of need to see where you come from in order to get to the thing that's just way better than the other thing. So I always hold that rule up because it's like, that's the fucking world we live in. The reason that we're getting a sequel is because people like the original. So then we need to do better in the sequel, period. It was like, that should always be the fucking standard. So when looking at the second Venom movie and then being told you're introducing Carnage, which is Venom's offspring, and if you're a fan of Spider-Man, then it'd be like, that's a whole plethora of extra shit to be added on. You had the little teaser bullshit in the movie where you have him crush a spider as if that was supposed to be some kind of symbolism, and like just having a bunch of dumb motherfuckers sit there and sit on the end of their editor seat going, is he finally going to be shown in this movie? We're finally going to get Spider-Man? And it's like, they're not going to do that. I know they're not going to do that because Sony has been fucking up recently whenever they keep doing these movies, because they keep adhering to the words of Disney fans and people who just love the MCU rather than thinking. And it's like, if you guys introduce your own Spider-Man within your own canonically added universe dealing with the Sinister Six and whatnot, and you bring in a more advanced, an older, and an aged Spider-Man dealing with all of this bullshit, you would have a better opportunity and chance to actually do a really good Spider-Man movie, to where you don't need to do an origin story, you don't have to showcase everything all over again, and then you don't have to worry about using Tom fucking Holland, who essentially his motivation is everything that involves Iron Man. And honestly, that's just even stupider because he's not Spider-Man. So you didn't need to go to the route of the MCU, but you think that you do because that's the gun that's being pointed to your head, is that if you take Spider-Man out of the MCU, there goes all your money. Motherfucker, you have the rights to do movies with the world's greatest superhero. He's the most famous superhero that's under the Marvel banner. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Spider-Man is the most famous. It's not arguably. He is the most famous and most iconic superhero within the Marvel world and franchise. There is no discussion against that. You can go anywhere around the world and show somebody a mask of Spider-Man and they know who the fuck you're talking about. That's how popular he is. So you have that character able to do movies. You have all the rights to his rogue gallery of villains. There are no one else within Marvel has an extensive rogue gallery that is well known as Spider-Man's is. So then you're able to make all of these fucking movies. You have the rights to do it anytime you want to. You don't need to adhere to the MCU's rules or Disney's bullshit. You can make your shit rated R if you want to show grittiness if you felt like it. And all you have to do is put it out there. But you don't. Because you're fucking stupid. it's incredibly idiotic and retarded. Mentioning Spider-Man within the Venom movies would have been fantastic. Showing something of Spider-Man within the Venom movies would have been fantastic. It did not need to be Tom Holland. Do not believe the hype or the rule that these people keep trying to adhere you to, that, oh, we don't like seeing different actors play the same character. That's a stupid fallacy. That's just, it's not real. It isn't real. It is a character. And having an actor portray said character in any fashion will make you money. It doesn't matter who, when, where, how. It doesn't matter if there is Tom Holland playing Spider-Man right now. You can have another person playing Spider-Man right now. It doesn't fucking matter. But you're too stupid to understand that. So then we have the multitude of things that you won't do within these movies that you're creating that honestly are just fucking stupid, because you're making a bunch of villain movies that starring in is about the origins of these said villains. But the problem is that you're doing this in order to make sure when you have the movie with all of them in it, you're able to just kind of push that origin concept to the side. You know, you just have these villains in the movie. And then it's like, hey, we know what we know about them because they got their own individual movie. And then we got them all fighting Spider-Man. Boom. And essentially it's just the Avengers, but boiled down to Spider-Man shit. Cool. Whatever. I don't have a problem with that. The issue is that a lot of these villains' motivations, problems, and the things that they want to do all stem from Spider-Man. That's why they're his fucking villain. So when you don't mention, bring him up, or talk about him within any of the movies, it kind of makes everything that they're doing fucking pointless, stupid, and really, really, really dumb. So then you have shit like what they announced, the Kraven the Hunter movie about to get created. You're going to have the Morbius movie coming out. Just so much shit that's out there that's going to be brought to life that basically doesn't have the added aspect of a Spider-Man for them to circle that to pinpoint their aggression towards, which is what makes them the villain in the first fucking place, is now just gone. It magically disappeared because you guys just don't get it. You ultimately just do not get it. And these problems tend to create all of this lackluster, boring, repetitive, and stupid-ass ideas that you have within your story. People, like the Morbius movie, the trailer, people got excited because it showed Michael Keaton in it. And I couldn't have been more disgusted. And then seeing the poster that has Tom Holland Spider-Man in it, and I was like, yeah, that's fucking dumb. And I was like, this is incredibly stupid. Because it's just bad. It's just ultimately bad. Because this does nothing. It does absolutely nothing. It lets all the creativity of handling a brand new Spider-Man or do anything else with a more advanced or a better Spider-Man. I was about to say superior Spider-Man, but that's actually a character. All of that's thrown out of the fucking window. I blew my thumb. Sorry, getting cotton mouth because I'm just ranting and raving. But you have that shit essentially thrown out the window, which leads to a lack of creativity or understanding of the character, because your hands are tied for so much shit. But you tied your own hands, you know? Like that's the main problem. Like all of this shit could be fixed if it was like, well, if we just introduce a new Spider-Man, then we could be able to do the origin and all this stuff the way how we want to. Sure. But that would require us introducing a new Spider-Man. Why don't you? What's stopping you? Why would that be a problem? Well, and it's like, and that's where the bullshit lies. And it's like, it stops right there. The bullshit just piles up right in front of you when they make that conscious decision that you assholes have no fucking idea what it is that you're dealing with, the mythos that comes behind it. You tend to not even look into any of the fucking characters. You just want to make a story based off of whatever little hackney Hollywood script you got in there. And then you just throw in these characters' names and where other shit used to be. And then you present it to the world. And then everyone is just happy to see these comic book characters finally brought to light. The Venom movie had so much of a positive feedback simply because we got to see an actual sizable Venom, rather than the skinny shit that Topher Grace played within the Spider-Man 3 movie. But realistically, again, that movie is so far away from what Venom is or who he is and like what he should be that it's disturbing to watch it. Like, yeah, it's not that good. It's an okay movie, but yeah, I wanted the sequel to just surpass so much of what the first one did. And not only did it not surpass it, but it actually diminished the first one in just so many fucking margins. And the thing is that the main issue is that I keep drawing back to is the fact that there's so many people who sit there and basically give that movie a pass simply because it didn't have typical Disney woke bullshit in it. And so because it didn't have that, then you sit there and go, well, critics rip and rave and all these people say they love it and all that. And it's like, yeah, but that's the mindset of everyone right now. We have seen so much shit that the bar is not on the ground. It's buried 6 feet fucking under. So if anything just happens to lie on the fucking surface, then that means that it's immediately above the bar. And the problem is that that's still not a standard for what movies should be held up to. You still need to go above and beyond in order for you to stick out in the reins, stick out in the reins of being like a good or superior movie or a very memorable or forthcoming movie. None of that shit is being done. Everything is just subpar. We're now at a point where people's mindset is just, well, maybe if we do the bare minimum. We do the bare minimum of just what is typically considered entertainment, and then we showcase that, then maybe people will pay money for it. And the thing is that people will pay money for that, but they're paying money for it because the bare minimum is all that they can hope to get from these people who essentially won't even accomplish the bare minimum. There are so many goddamn terrible movies with this woke bullshit, these preachy lines, this SJW crap, all these superhero movies that are just dead on arrival of being just crap, of just, ugh, like, I know I'm not going to enjoy this. I still know, I have a bunch of friends who enjoy the MCU, and then I ask them if they've seen Shang-Chi yet, and they still tell me no. And then I go, okay. Because it's like, yeah, well, why the fuck would I still be, like, what do we have? Like, what is that? Who is that? Why? Why would I care? And it's like, yeah, totally true. And it's like, I can't feel bad for them on that aspect. Because it's like, yo, I cut that damn umbilical cord a long fucking time ago after they made Infinity War. I knew the MCU wasn't going to be shit. It's like, as soon as Infinity War was over, I was like, yeah, this ain't going to be shit. Infinity War was boring to me. I was like, I watched it once and I was engaged in it. And then when I saw the second time, like, I bought it and then I watched it again. And I was falling asleep. And I was like, damn, this is boring. I was like, this doesn't happen when I look at an MCU movie. I'm kind of interested still in what's going on. I was like, but damn, this is boring. Wow, that sucks. But like, that's just what we got going on right now. That's the standard for these fucking movies right now, is that if you do the bare minimum, people are going to sit there and praise you to high heavens. Realistically, your movie is shit. Like, it's a shitty movie. It's a bad story. It's a bad structure. The pacing is terrible. The concept behind characters is terrible. The motivation behind a bunch of shit is weird. Characters just pop up out of nowhere, just out of place and whatnot. Typical shit that people will they'll just crucify your ass for, because this is like the sloppiest things you could ever do within a movie. And then people just immediately ignore it simply because it doesn't have all the extra shit that they expect within these movies, which is telling men that men are bad, being female eccentric, having a very strong and capable female protagonist, all of that shit. Because that's nowhere to be found, the movie is immediately given a pass. And it's like, oh, it's just so entertaining. It's just so good. It's so amazing. Blah, 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 blah. You know, fans of Venom love this Venom too. I heard that and I just got so mad. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, no, we have been placated by a society that essentially has glorified that mindset to where it's like, yes, everyone and their mama can tell you that this woke shit in movies is horrible and it does nothing to make you want to see a movie. But we also shouldn't adhere to, well, this movie came out and it just doesn't have the woke shit. That means you should spend money to go see it. That means that it's automatically good. No, they still need to try to be better movies. It just understand that woke nonsense doesn't help the movie become better. You still need to make a better movie. You still need to make a far superior movie. Fast 9 made a lot of money. Godzilla vs. Kong made a lot of money. And Venom 2 is doing all right. Those movies are bad movies, okay? It's like they're just bad movies. Godzilla vs. Kong is so terrible. That is a terrible movie. It is a really, really bad movie. And I'm a goddamn Godzilla fan. And I can tell you, it's a really, really, really bad Godzilla movie at that. It's not even close to bringing in what they had in the original Godzilla vs. Kong. And that movie looks terrible by today's standards. But still, it made that movie makes a hell of a lot more sense with horrible dubbing. Oh, shit. But I don't pretend that these things are good, like these movies are good just because that's the popular opinion, or that's what everyone would like it to be perceived. That way we can just finally stop with this woke bullshit. So where, you know, you get rid of the concept of having these woke movies, then we can adhere to the mindset of like, okay, now we'll make just better non-woke movies. You know, I don't want that. I want that mindset to already be done while we're getting rid of all of this preachy, stupid, woke bullshit within movies. Have it to where the standard is still what it was before the idea of all this progressivism bullshit was thrust upon everyone in order to be showcased within these movies. And I don't understand why these people don't have this type of mindset to where it's like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. So that means that it was amazing, you know? And it was like, it was okay of a movie. Yeah, I'm not buying, like, you know, it was like, I might buy it just to show support. And it's like stupid shit like that. That's a dumb fucking mindset. You're buying it for support? Do you even like the fucking movie? Not really, but it wasn't like Captain Marvel. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, you're going backwards. Like, you really are. Because once they're done with the woke shit, they're only going to be situated to just do the bare minimum of whatever type of movies. And then once everyone is screaming how these movies aren't really that well done in comparison to much cheaper, earlier movies that basically have fantastic stories, fantastic characters, wonderful effects and things like that, the movie industry is not going to do anything but look at everybody and go, but I thought y'all didn't want the woke stuff. And it's like, that's not what the problem is now, dick. It's that these movies just suck, but they're not the woke stuff. Yes, they're not the woke stuff, but it just sucks off principle. But they're not going to get that right on. And then you're going to wait like another couple of fucking years until they finally catch up to actually doing just good movies. So I don't want to die before the movie industry actually starts showcasing good fucking movies. I want to see another amazing, another Spider-Man movie that is on the same fucking level as Spider-Man 2. I don't want to sit there and think that there will never be another Spider-Man 2 movie. No, I want to see another Spider-Man movie that is, if not the same or better than Spider-Man 2, which is my favorite Spider-Man movie. But still, I don't want to wait until I'm like fucking 80 for somebody to finally get the shit right. No, I would love to see it now. Like, they announce a brand new Spider-Man movie that's just amazing? Oh, hell yeah. Well, maybe you got something to look forward to with the No Way Home. Just shut the fuck up. You know that movie's going to be crap. Oh, man. But then another major problem that these things, that these people have in this mindset is, comes from, is a lot of the comic book people. I say this wholeheartedly. Comic book people ruin their own industry. Like, they, the fans of comic books ruin their own industry. They sat back and watched that shit crumble. They've been watching it for years because everything was just... But as soon as that minority of people became the popular majority, they didn't know what the fuck to do. You know, and it was like, it was a slow build, but at the same time, they were letting the comic books just remain this stagnant blah. And then in order for them to approach or to get this idea of to getting ahead of the curve or to not reach this slump or having another comic book fall or whatever, they decided to branch out into what exactly would be the next best thing. Ooh, what if we had a bunch of strong female characters? That way we can get women to enjoy comic books. Not realizing that the women who enjoy comic books enjoyed comic books because it was the way that it was, period. It's like, just too fucking stupid to understand that. So then you hired a bunch of female writers, a bunch of female artists and whatnot. And then you got these lackluster drawn fucking superheroes that have just terrible motivation, terrible ideas, going against the mythos of their own world. You got a bunch of Mary Sues. You got a bunch of just stupid shit all around the globe being presented to the masses as this is the realm that comic books are going to be in forevermore. And then in the wake of this happening, you have the boom of comic books actually being thrust into movies. So now, if this is the way how comic books are meant to be, and then this is the way how comic books are, this is where comic books are going in the next step of media, then obviously in this next step of media, this is the way that these comic book movies should be. And so now we got all these woke, stupid ass fucking movies that nobody wants to see. So you have the movie industry that doesn't understand the fact that the people who watch movies don't enjoy the shit that they're trying to shove down their throats. Then you have the comic book industry making shit that they don't understand, that the people who make this shit, the people who are trying to shove this shit down their throats don't like reading this shit that they're trying to shove down their throats. And then for whatever reason, they're coming to a head where they're all trying to understand, where did we fuck up? And it has to do with the fans. The fans who sat there and pitied their famous, their favorite writers, their favorite authors and all the editors and shit like that, and they let them have passes simply because they used to work on this, or they used to do that, or they might have did this, or they might have did that. And then they let the industry decide to and they let the industry make decisions for them based off of their fan base. And so then everything came to, hey, you know, we're finally putting these characters in the movies. But then it's like, all right, well, the characters are should be held to this type of standard because that's the standard that they're given within the comic books. It's why I love them, is because they do this within the comic books. We're going to change it. Thor is now a title. It's not his name. That's a title, even though he's based off of a Norse fucking god, and that's just the name of the god. No, it is a title. Now, you some bitch, Spider-Man is so many people. It's not just Peter Parker who's trying to keep his little secret identity a secret because he can't trust no motherfucking body. Because guess what? He can't trust no motherfucking body. No, there's a whole bunch of Spider-Man. Everybody's a Spider-Man. All of these characters that took decades to become popular within their own rights and all these multiple stories and all of these fantastic and iconic gestures and grand tellings of them that build them up to this world of popularity that they have gotten, that they rightfully deserve, this worldwide acclaim that they deserve, is all flushed down the toilet because now the idea is that we want to sell them this way. We want to sell Spider-Man weaker than a bunch of other female characters. We want to sell some of the smartest characters within the series to be dumber than a bunch of the brand new female characters that we have being introduced into the series. We want to sit there and show a goddamn, what is she? A Muslim Pakistani girl who can stretch and has similar powers to Mr. Fantastic, call herself Miss Marvel as the sidekick of Captain Marvel. And then essentially she's the forefront character behind all Young Avengers bullshit, even though no one likes her character at all. Has had more resellings of number ones than so many other characters ever. Only because you can skew the numbers, which is some shit the industry has been doing for years, in order to make it seem like this is popular when it in fact is not popular. Oh, wow. Well, I guess with all of that bullshit happening, we had no choice but to have these movies that we now are super dependent on with these people who don't understand the comic book industry, the comic book lore and the mindset, or now being introduced to these characters, only being shown these characters because of a certain fucking agenda. What should we have done? Well, you shouldn't have let comic books get this way in the first place. You should have spoke up back in the day when they sat there and they had a bunch of artists sit there and call the shots on how the story is supposed to get played out, rather than the actual people who fucking write the story. You should have said something when all of these, as soon as these characters were immediately getting introduced in the movies, and then you sat there and then voiced your opinions to let everyone know exactly how you should dictate and showcase these characters. You should have said something when Disney was about to fucking buy Marvel. You should have said something when Disney fucking bought Fox. You should have said something years ago, when all of these fucking terrible ideas were done one after the other after the other, instead of just gushing and feeling happy because these characters are finally getting the representation they deserve, you also should have asked the questions: are they finally getting the representation that they deserve, but are they still getting the representation that they deserve? If you don't understand the fact that that is two separate questions, then that is why you guys are a problem. You're killing your own fucking industry. This is why Disney, who shells out for China, would make you a fucking Chinese superhero who literally nobody knows about, when there's so many other goddamn characters that they could have possibly tackled and brought into the MCU. They decided to bring in Shang-Chi, and then everyone just was like, well, it wasn't as woke as I thought, but the movie was still stupid. It was like, but because it wasn't as woke as I thought, I guess it gets a pass. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Where was he during everything else? You're trying to sit everything and connect it canonically, but guess what? It doesn't work. And now you're going to have the Eternals movie come out and it's going to do the same fucking thing. Well, actually, that's going to be 1,000 times worse, because there's no way to explain how they did not interfere when Thanos was doing what he was doing. But whatever. That's his own fucking problem. But you guys have had the chance to save your fucking industry from being destitute or just becoming the shell of its former self. And you fail, because that's what it is now. And the thing is that I hate the fact that essentially they're moving on to the next best thing, which is manga. And as someone who grew up on manga, not comic books, but grew up on manga and looking from the outside in, motherfucker, you ain't about to do the same shit that happened to the thing that I like as you did to yours. No, there are plenty of problems within manga and anime. And then the thing is that people are just so blissfully unaware of it, because comic book people are just jumping ship because they want their first love to go back to the way it used to be. Motherfucker, you ain't about to ruin my bitch so you could get your bitch back. Oh, hell no. That's not how we doing this. That's not what I'm allowing to happen. No, there's so many goddamn problems with manga and anime and their stagnant storytelling and their horrible concept of endings, their horrible concept of characters sometimes that are showcased within a lot of the things they do. And the fact that, like, yeah, even though things are split up into different genre because you got different tastes of stuff from every person, that doesn't mean that that shit still carries over into anime or the respect that it deserves when it gets put into an anime. Berserk, the creator of, I keep bringing this up because it's such a big deal that no one talks about. The creator of Berserk is a man, he passed away. And it's sad that he passed away. But realistically, his artwork was so fucking detailed and just beautiful that people love how the manga looked. This shit is gorgeous. It just is. And it was something that he kept to himself. And even from the very fucking beginning of Berserk, you have the main character fucking a girl, and then she turns into a monster and he kills her. That's in the very fucking beginning of Berserk. And that's dope. It's really, really cool. And then the story is just this crazy story that's just people like just adore. And it's sad that he wasn't able to finish it. But it's a crazy story that was strung together, and it's just like got all these wonderful pieces working towards it, and just so many people loving so many different characters and aspects of it, that when they decided to turn it into an anime, you would have thought Well, seeing as how manga is nothing but a storyboard, all you have to do is take what you just see here and animate it. Make these pictures move, and you'll be fine. And then when he goes over to the animation studios, they go, now how do I do this cheap? Well, I know. And then they fuck up the story entirely. They fuck up the characters, fuck up the concept, fuck up everything, because that's how they do shit cheap. And they don't care about the source material. They don't care about the subject matter. They just want some money off of it. So then you have Berserk being this, after he died, apparently Berserk is this worldwide famous, beloved manga series. Berserk has been turned into an anime 3 times. And in all 3 times, the anime is horrible. Now, it has 3 movies that was done by Madhouse, which realistically should have been the standard for the series itself. And it's like, yeah, that's a bunch of money, but then you should have just put out segments of different areas of Berserk within those movies. Much like the Neon Genesis Evangelion movies, you know, and it's just quick little summary of the story structured into little movie pieces here and there with fantastic animation, wonderful direction, and by Madhouse actually giving a shit about how things look and then putting their all into it. And it would have been fine. I would have nothing to say about the acceptance of Bleach. I mean, Berserk. I'm sorry about how they showcased and placated Berserk. There's no argument. This shit is fantastic. You did well with this beloved series. But after the popularity of the movies, when everyone saw that, oh yeah, Berserk is still alive and well, and there are still a plethora of fans who love the series, and people who don't understand where the movies essentially started off at, would love to see how the shit build up to what it built up. Yeah, let's give the anime another shot. What the fuck did they do? They started it off, they made the anime completely 3D, which is an ugly thing if you have a studio that doesn't know what the fuck it's doing. It's ugly as hell. They tried to shade over everything, basically taking out all aspects of the artwork that's made Berserk popular in the first place. And then, to make the icing on the cake, they took out huge chunks of the fucking story. So just whole arcs are completely removed because the studio was like, this might be too graphic. We are dealing with the goddamn seinen, which is meant for young adults, and it's already intended to be graphic. You are dealing with a graphic manga. It's a graphic novel for whatever reason. And for some reason, you was like, I want to turn it into a TV show. But then you was like, but there's, you know, we need to take away from stuff. And that is a major problem with anime because that keeps fucking happening. It's not good. It's not a good thing at all. And then you have the studios essentially shelling down, letting anybody and anyone make a live action version of shit, not knowing it or even paying attention to whether or not that's even a good idea. We're going to get a fucking live action One Piece. One Piece isn't over with. One Piece has about to have over 1,000 episodes and has over 1,000 chapters. And for some reason, someone wants to make a live-action version of it as if it's going to look good. The story is so well put together and so overlapping that I don't know exactly where they would be able to take a break unless they were trying to do one arc at a time. And even that will take a hell of a lot of time to fucking do. So that it's a bad idea that they're going to do this. And then they already tried to do a live-action American Death Note, which is fucking terrible. I mean, they did a live-action Death Note in Japan, and it actually is good. All of the live-action Death Note movies are good in Japan, except I didn't see the L one, because I was like, I don't fucking care about L. I just like Light. But the ones like the last 23 days of when L was alive or whatever, it was like, I don't want to see that. But the other movies I've seen, and I really like those movies. And the American did a live action one, it was fucking garbage. And then apparently they're getting a sequel, and that's just fucking retarded. And then you got the Cowboy Bebop movie, or whatever Netflix is going to do. And immediately you have an actress going against the fans. You have images of the anime showing and people just not liking it or appreciating it. Them going against what the anime actually is for diversity's sake and as well as inclusion and whatnot, and the shit looks retarded, as well as the creator completely going against what the anime original intent was, to the point where now you got people yelling and arguing with the creator of the original anime, and there's like only thing he can say is that there's literally nothing I can do. I was brought in on the project for namesake only, but they didn't listen to any of my ideas or anything I had to say. but that's how the anime industry treats mangakas. It, trust me, it was like, it's the same fucking thing. And it was like, all right, this is actually how my story is going to go. Fuck that noise. I'm making this anime this way. So you go fuck yourself. The only time this was ever done and it was done well was with Fullmetal Alchemist. And that's because Fullmetal Alchemist was such a good manga for like the three fucking volumes that it originally had before they decided to give it an anime, that the director that they put behind it, that dude was able to take that knowledge and create a beautiful fucking story from it that made what, like two movies? Two movies, a 50 episode anime that was beloved. At one point in time, the original Fullmetal Alchemist was incredibly popular. They came back, redid it, and called it Brotherhood, which is what the actual original manga is, and people love that even more than the original one. Problem is, it was already past its prime in terms of it being like incredibly popular. It had its day in the sun, and it's gone now. That's sad. But Brotherhood is still far superior than the original Fullmetal Alchemist. But that is literally the only example I have of when the animation director knew what the fuck they were doing with the property they were working with and still held it in high regard and respect to the point that when they pulled it out, it actually still did well. To the point where, like, a lot of people didn't even look at Brotherhood because they thought they were trying to rehash the original Fullmetal Alchemist, not knowing that that was the actual story. It's crazy. But that's what happened with the Fullmetal Alchemist series. And the thing is that, again, I've never seen that happen with any other manga or anime series to this day. And now you essentially have what happened to the Cowboy Bebop little live action thing be the equivalent to what happened to the fucking Dragon Ball Evolution live action thing. They brought on Akira Toriyama. They didn't listen to Akira Toriyama. It's his baby. He made the damn thing. He's the reason that it's popular. And then you brought him on and go, I think I know what you're going for, so I'm going to do it my way. And you just get this shit show of a story. Now people aren't so keen to just go off the rails and use character names and do whatever the fuck they want, but more so keep things condensed and a little bit connected to everything. I mean, I have my friends sit there and like they're like, hey, they showed the old man that's on the original Cowboy Bebop episodes all the time. And like they got them in like one of the pictures for like the cameo and whatnot. I was like, yeah, that's cool. So that doesn't make or break the fucking story being well written or anything. I was just gonna, because ooh, you got the old guys is always appearing in the episodes. So the fuck what? Like that doesn't change anything. It's like if you made a live action Trigun and you had a black cat show up. All right, doesn't change anything. You just had that. But his name is now Vash Tsuname, and he fights with swords instead of guns. All right, yeah, you know, fucked up. But it got the cat. I wish it was a cat and Trigun. Yeah, no, you fucked up. So. Even with the goddamn Cowboy Bebop bullshit, you essentially have someone who, like, what is it? The thing with Spike. Spike is actually supposed to be 27. He's young, yet he's experienced a hell of a lot of shit in life. I didn't even know this until, like, when I read it of them, like, actually people complaining that, like, you know, hardcore Cowboy Bebop fans have brought that up. And it was like, yeah, you got the guy who playing him in the live action version. He's like fucking 40. And it's like Spike's supposed to be 20. And then like the person behind the fucking show was like, well, seeing as how all the things that Spike does and everything, it just didn't make sense for him to be a young guy. So we wanted him to age him up a little bit. And it's like, no, bitch, that's the intent. He's supposed to be a young guy who's done a whole bunch of shit because that's the life he's led. That's the point. And so when you immediately deviate from that because you think you know better, we're in for a good old happy gay time. A happy gay old time. Oh my God. And it's horrible that essentially this is what we're dealing with in terms of entertainment. This is what we're dealing with in terms of people being able to openly express themselves or hold a standard for the entertainment that they indulge into, that they indulge in, you know? And it's like, you look at a movie and it's like, yo, this movie was just preaching to me the entire time and it wasn't engaging at all. I did not enjoy it. And it's like, okay, that's a fair assessment, a fair critique of this movie. It's something that threw you off from the movie because that's all that it spent more time on trying to lecture you than actually tell a good story. And so you did not like it. And if the alternative can only be, well, this movie didn't preach to me. It just had mindless action. And then I loved it. That's not an excuse. Like, that doesn't mean that this movie is now amazing. It just means that, yeah, okay, this movie didn't preach at you. Fine. But what else did it do that was like really good? Nothing. It just, that's what it didn't do. That's not a good thing. Like, that's not a good thing at all. And these people essentially having this mindset and keeping this shit going like this are fucking ruining the industry. Because in the long run, this woke shit inevitably is going to have to stop. The proof is in the pudding. The money is being made by these movies that don't adhere to that bullshit. Now millions are being made off of movies that essentially people would think during the pandemic and all of this scrutiny that's going on shouldn't be making a whole bunch of money, but they are. And so now that they are making a whole bunch of money, the issue now lies in the fact of, well, what is it that they're doing that these other movies aren't? And it's like, well, they're taking out all of this woke nonsense. They're taking away all of these crazy ass strong female characters, and they're actually just having characters, both male and female, regardless of gender and whatnot. No one is being diminished. No one is being looked down upon or anything like that. They're just being people. Hell, a wonderful fucking contrast to this is the Suicide Squad movie with Idris Elba in it. That movie was fantastic. That was a really good movie. And anyone who knows movies would tell you, as a character piece, that movie did so much more for characters than a lot of movies have in like the last like couple of years. And it was fantastic that it did that, you know, and it's like, it was just a fantastic character piece. The only issue with this movie is that there are way too many moments that were unnecessary that they could have taken out to chop down a lot of what was going on within the movies, or essentially just a lot of nothing really pressing or that engaging to the movie to where it was like, you know, it hooked you. Like, once I saw it and then it was over with, it was like, yo, that was a good movie. But it wasn't something that I was like, oh man, that was an amazing movie. It was very well written with amazing characters, amazing concepts and whatnot. But still, it was something that was like, it easily forgettable. And it's sad to say that, but it's like easily forgettable, but it still was incredibly enjoyable. I would recommend it to anybody, but it's not something that I went home and was like, oh yeah, yeah, no, it wasn't that. And it should have been. I mean, that it seemed like it just really should have been. It's just, there was something, because I believe I said this in like when I did a review of the movie, and I was like, it was just missing something. I do not know what. It needed more of something. And I just don't know how to put my finger on it, because looking at the movie, I was like, yo, it had everything. And it was like, but when it was all over with, it was like, it was missing something. And I'm not sure what it is. And other than that, I was like, but it still was a good movie. And it was like, there's a bunch of issues and problems with the movie. Sure. A lot of things. It's like, yo, out of character for Amanda Waller and whatnot. And then I don't know what's up with James Gunn, but there's a lot of things of movies that he did where they sit there and try to talk about, like, you know, a villain is only really, really bad because they kill children. they did that with, what was it, Ronan the Enforcer on Guardians of the Galaxy. And then you had Star-Lord's dad on the second Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, and it was like, hey, killing children. And I was like, I've noticed that was like a major theme in like his stuff. And it's like, hmm. It was like, oh, you kill kids? Like, that's really, really bad. But, I mean, what, Harley Quinn killed the guy? Because she was like, you're talking about murdering children. Like, come on now. And I was like, dude, you fell in love with the Joker. Come on, man. God, Jokers kill kids, all right? He's killed kids before. Come on, man. But, like I said, there was just something missing from that movie that was just stopping it from being just one of the best little superhero genre movies that existed. And then a lot of people thought of it like, you know, blaming the superhero fatigue, too little too late, a lot of excuses as to why it did not do well. But you compare that to something like Venom, which is poorly constructed, terrible character, the terrible character motivation, terrible execution with the story, very terrible pacing, and just nonsensical all the way through. And then yet people singing it to high praises. You have to wonder exactly what the fuck happened. Where's the bar? What's going on with how we're describing and scrutinizing these movies? You know, and it was like, Suicide Squad wasn't this woke nonsense or this SJW pushing movie, but it still was a good fucking movie. Yet Venom 2, literally, like, you know, you have the director coming out saying that, you know, there's a gay moment or like Eddie and Brock's relationship and whatnot. And when you watch the movie and it's like, yeah, it's just them like being like a couple, which is weird. And then you just have Venom being at a rave and then essentially having some double entendre when he's speaking, talking about how Eddie left him in, but now he's out. And I was like, yeah, I can see that being misconstrued as like this coming out type of concept or like something that would make the gays happy. But it wasn't anything. But you had it in the movie and it was pointless. And no one, like, people weren't tearing it to shreds because of that. It was just the fact that, you know, it could have been that, but it wasn't naturally saying that it was. It's just, I literally just said the word, now I'm blanking. Fuck. it was just an attempt to mention that, you know, like hinting at that mindset, like, hey, if you want to interpret this part of the movie as like this gay pride dance club thing and Venom coming out of the closet, you could interpret it that way. But I'm not saying that's what it is. So, and it's like, that's all that it was. So there was nothing to it. So then it was like, then why is it in the movie? It's a nothing burger, but it's in the movie. It happened. What are you going to do? We're just going to talk about how great it was. And it's like, it's fucked up that that's the mindset and that's the world that we live in right now. But seriously, you guys need to get your shit together. This thing needs to stop. Everything needs to be held to a good stand, to a high standard. Everything needs to be looked at with a fucking magnifying, like, not a magnifying glass, but everything needs to be adhered to some type of standard. Stop going to fucking Rotten Tomatoes to talk about critic scores, but then devalue Rotten Tomatoes when they give a score to something that you already know doesn't make any fucking sense. Either you trust them or you don't. You can't have it any other way. Figure it out. Fucking figure it out. Oh, man. All right, I'm out of time. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. And as always, good people, hope you have fun.